Mike's scooting up a tiny.
All right. 5016 PN. All right, you can go ahead and hit a buzzer to start PN.
I'm going to purple.
Awesome. All right, so for our first task, we're going to look at the alphabet. If you could please say the letter you see here, what you see here, and if you can think of one more thing that maybe starts with that letter, but it's okay if not.
A. Apple. You know, I'm like not that smart, but I am really smart.
Yeah, I'm sure you're so smart.
And I know the alphabet.
But if you don't want to say something else, you can just say the letter and what you see. That's good.
B. Boy. C. Cookies. I love cookies.
You do? What type?
Oreos, lemon Oreos. I don't know what else, including chocolate chip.
It's delicious.
D, duck. E, elephant. F, fish. G, guitar. H, house. Ice. I almost said igloo. I almost said. J, juice. K, key. L, leaf. M, monkey. N, in the nose. O, orange. P, plate. Q, quack. R, red. S, spider. T, table. U, umbrella. V, vacuum. W, watch. X, x-ray. Y, yogurt. Zebra.
All done. Awesome. You can go ahead and hit a buzzer.
I'm going to do the orange. That one's a doorbell one.
Now we're going to look at some numbers.
All the way to 10, or what number is it going to stop at?
Sorry, what was that?
What number is it going to stop at?
Well, we're going to see. That's a surprise.
One, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
What
did you trick me?
I guess it did. Maybe it's a game. So what number is this?
20.
So what do you think might come next?
21.
Okay. What's this?
25, and I'm sure 28's coming next.
Okay. Good guess. What's this?
30. I'm sure it's going to be 30 next.
30. What's this?
40. I'm sure it's going to be 50.
Ooh, good guess.
I'm sure it's going to be 60. I'm sure it's gonna be 70. I'm sure it's gonna be 80. I'm sure it's gonna be 90. I'm sure it's gonna be 100.
You got it.
I'm sure it's gonna be 101. 200. 300. 500.
No peeking.
This is not difficult.
No, you
can't. 600?
Good guess. Do you know what number that is?
1,000.
Yeah, you just counted up to 1,000. How cool is that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we're all done with the counting. Do you know how to do this type of math?
I don't know this.
That's okay. We can move on then. Go ahead and hit the buzzer.
I will hit purple.
Okay.
Ooh, that was a honk.
Now we're going to play a picture with some... We're going to play a game with some pictures.
Then we'll get on to the experiment.
Yeah, it's another part. Alrighty, so if we have one cup here, and now we have another one, and there are two what?
Then two cups.
Exactly. So that's how we're going to do it throughout. I'm going to show you the picture of one thing, and then a picture of two of them. You're going to tell me what to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, so peanut, this is a snack.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, but we're going to call it a snack, okay?
Yep.
So if we have one snack, and now we have another one, there are two
peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah, and or you can say two what?
Snacks.
Awesome. So if we have one foo and another one, we have two
toys.
So we're gonna call it a foo.
Well, that way you wanna call it.
Can you say foo?
Foo.
Yeah. So if we have one foo and we have another foo, there's two
foos.
And then we have a crib.
Baby crib. Now I got two cribs for baby. Ooh.
Now we have this? A mitt.
Mitt.
A mip.
Mip.
Yeah. And now we have two. So there's two.
Mip.
And then we have a duck.
Huh?
A duck.
I don't really know how to say that.
You can try it. You want to try it? Duck.
I don't know how to say it.
Can you try? Duck.
Duck.
Duck. It's okay. Do you not want to? You don't have to. We can skip this one. Okay.
That was a little hard.
So this is a shoe.
Shoe, 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 shoe,
and then we have another one. So there's two.
Shoes.
And then we have a brib.
A brib.
And then we have another one. So there's two.
Ribs.
And then we have a scat. And another one. So there's two.
Scats.
And we have a ship.
We have dolls. A toy ship.
Awesome. And we have another ship, so there's two
toy ships.
And then we have a yak.
Oh.
And another one, so there's two.
I don't know how to say that one.
So this was a yak. Can you say yak?
Yagged.
And now we have another yak, so there's two.
Yagged.
Okay, that's okay. We can move on to the next one. We have a pipe.
Pipe.
And another pipe, so there's two.
Piped.
And then we have a bell.
Ooh, we have one of those, but ours has a little hanging thing we use.
Oh, cool.
It's actually rusty, but it still works.
Love it. That's awesome. So now we have another bell. So we have two
bells.
And then we have a rock and another rock. So there's two
rocks.
And then we have a smile. And another smile. So there's two
smiles. That's like half of smile.
And then we have a bag. And another bag. So there's two
bags.
And then we have a kel. And another kel. So we have two
kels.
And then we have a yawk. And another one. So there's two
yawks.
And then we have a light. And another light, so we have two
lights.
And then we have a slide, and another one, so there's two
slides.
Awesome, you're awesome.
That was actually called a playground.
Oh, called a playground? Yeah, I guess you could call it that too.
It's actually a little slide set. I don't know what it's called, but it's like a swing set, but no swings.
Oh, got it, okay.
Get the difference about that?
Yeah, so we're all done with this one, so you can go ahead and hit a buzzer. And we'll move on to the next one.
Okay, last one is green.
Awesome.
Ooh, that sounds like a train bell.
So now we're going to look at some really cool pictures.
Ooh, I love pictures.
Yeah? So what do you see here?
A lion and a boy in a boat and fish.
Anything else?
Flowers. Dragonflies and really bats.
What in the water?
I already have said all of them.
Oh, okay. Sorry, maybe I didn't hear. So what do you think is happening here?
You're going on a journey? I don't know.
No?
I don't know what's happening.
So if you think they're going on a journey, where do you think they're going?
To another world.
Sorry, what was that?
To another land.
What are they going to do there?
I don't care.
Any guesses?
Nope. No guesses for a thing.
Okay, no worries. Do you think that the lion and the person are friends?
Yeah.
How do you think they met?
I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. Do you want to move on to the next picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is that boy in his room.
What is he doing in his room?
Pretending to be in the sky.
What do you see in his room?
Cars, bed, bookshelf, fish, books, socks, a pillow on the floor, tree out the window, clouds. I'm thinking about going on a journey. Flash! And including him. And a paper airplane.
Have you ever done something like this before?
Not yet. I don't even have the items he has. I don't even have them yet.
So if you did, what would you want to do?
I would soar a paper airplane through my window. Hopefully it won't land in a bush.
Would you write anything in it?
I wouldn't see it if something would happen. But I'll need to put a security camera on it.
Sorry, what was that?
A security camera.
Oh, you put a security camera in it? Is that to like help know where it goes?
Yep, and we can see where it will land. Huh? And a controller to control it.
So what do you think this kid wants to be when it grows up?
A plane driver.
Awesome. Would you want to do that?
No, I'm going to be a Pegasus that can turn into all kinds of stuff.
A Pegasus that can
turn Not a Pegasus, an alicorn.
An alicorn? I don't know what that is.
It's a type of unicorn / Pegasus with wings and a horn.
That is so cool.
I'd be the first one discovered.
Yeah. That's so cool. What would it look like? Would you have like wings?
Yeah.
Anything else?
And I would like have to go like in the clouds to my sky closet and find something to wear.
A sky closet?
They aren't really real, but this year, that when I grow up, I would try to make one myself.
Cool. What would you have in your sky closet?
I don't know. Whatever I find.
That's so cool. So would you like go exploring whenever you're up in the sky?
Yeah, I can also turn into...
Wow.
So I can go around. Yeah. But I'll have my horn and wings hidden. So no one thinks I'm a real alicorn.
So it's going to be like undercover.
Would that be awesome?
That would be awesome. Awesome. Do you want to move on to the next picture?
Yeah.
Okay. What's happening here?
I see an octopus trying to break through.
What else do you see?
That kid collecting stuff for science.
What objects do you see? Like maybe on the table or on the ground or on the wall?
I see all kinds of stuff.
Like what?
Potions and more potions, a rat, another rat, light bulb, and other stuff.
Like what?
I don't know those stuff right there.
Oh, got it. Okay, sorry. I didn't know what you were looking at. What's this?
A plant.
What do you think they're doing with the plant?
Letting it grow. Huh.
Do you think the octopus is helping, or what do you think the octopus is doing?
Helping.
That's good. So they're like co-workers?
Yep.
Have you ever done a science experiment before?
No, but I have been seeing some on YouTube.
Like what?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago when I was a little younger.
Okay. Yeah, I forget stuff too. All right. Do you want to move on to the next one?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What do you see here?
A girl with a turnip and more plants, snails, clouds, and a cave behind her. And other plants growing.
What do you think the girl's doing?
Carrying a turnip home.
That's a big turnip, right?
Yeah.
What would you do if you had a turnip that big?
I would just get Papa, put it on a trailer, and there it goes.
What do you think she's going to do with it?
Carry it.
Where?
Home.
And then what?
Put it in the backyard. Are you almost ready to start with our experiment?
Sorry, what was that?
Are we almost ready for our experiment?
This is the researcher helping with what we're doing right now.
Oh.
Yeah. Is that still okay?
I just wasn't know where the experiment was.
Oh yeah, this is. Yeah,
I was really confused. I was like really confused.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want us to explain it again?
Yeah.
Sorry, did you say yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're doing this so to listen to you talk because your speech helps improve like robots like Siri, Alexa, help them better understand children like you. So that's why we're doing some audio recording.
We got an Alexa at home.
You do? Do you ever speak to it?
Sometimes, but not most of the time. I'm always watching videos on my iPad.
Yeah. So whenever you speak to it, though, sometimes it doesn't understand you very well. So you're helping science today, language science, to help social robots like that better understand children.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to keep going?
I'm going to stop right here and continue next time.
Oh, you don't want to keep going? You want to be done?
Yeah, then next time we come over here,
okay,
we can restart right here.
Okay, that's okay. We can finish if you don't want to continue. I'll take you then.